From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome everyone to what is our last study in the text we have been looking at, Jeremiah chapter 51 and the verse 29. I'll read some verses from chapter 50 of Jeremiah which are relevant to the study that we have been looking at, God's judgment upon Babylon, and how that because some element of the prophecy of Jeremiah regarding those judgments were not fulfilled all those years ago when the Medes and Persians overran the city in B.C. 538. These words come from the chapter 50 of Jeremiah and the verses 16 to 20. Cut off the sower from Babylon and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest. For the fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn every one to his people, they shall flee every one to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him. At last this Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon hath broken his bones. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel again to his habitation. And he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon them whom I reserve. I want you to notice that God links the destruction of Babylon with the restoration and the salvation of Israel. That is important, and we will come back to that truth in a moment or two. Let me quickly remind you of the text that has been at the center of these broadcasts. That is Jeremiah chapter 51 and the verse 29. And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. We've come to our final broadcast and the conclusion of our study of these words of Jeremiah concerning Babylon. I hope that you all have enjoyed the study, both those of you who are Christians and any listeners who are not saved, who have not yet put their faith in Christ for the salvation of their souls. I hope that you have learned something of how the warnings of the Bible and the wonderful mercy of God are to be found throughout the Scriptures, even in verses which at first don't appear to set out God's kindness and grace towards sinful man. In our study the last time we were together, we considered how that all that God had said he was going to do against Babylon did not take place when the city was overrun by the Medes and Persians in 538 B.C. Jeremiah, chapters 50 and 51, contains statements which clearly indicate that when God is finished with Babylon, there will be nothing left. It will be a Sodom and Gomorrah, following God's judgment upon those cities. Let me quote again, Jeremiah chapter 50, the verse 40, where the prophet describes the overthrow of Babylon. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Now let's please note, first of all, that that is not how Babylon is today. You can visit it, should you so wish, and see remnants of the old city. You can't visit Sodom and Gomorrah. They are utterly gone. Therefore we say that God is not yet finished in his dealings with Babylon. Daniel was in the city of Babylon the night the Medes and the Persians took the city, and the Babylonian Empire fell, and the Medo-Persian Empire took over. In that night was Belshazzar the king of the Chaldeans slain, and Darius the Medan took the kingdom, being 62 years old. Daniel chapter 5, and the verses 30 and 31. Now Daniel went on to live in Babylon, and to serve God faithfully, while holding office, high office, in the Medo-Persian Empire. Listen to these words from Daniel chapter 6, so verses 1 to 3. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now that could not have happened had the desolation that God said he would bring upon the city of Babylon have taken place back in 538 BC. It is clear that Babylon was not reduced to the utter ruin suffered by Sodom and Gomorrah, the utter ruin that God said he would bring upon the city. Therefore, since there are things which God has yet to carry out against Babylon, that city will emerge again and come to prominence, like as it was in the days of Jeremiah. When we turn to the New Testament and the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, there it is, the city of Babylon, more opulent and wicked than ever it was in times of old. Please read chapter 18 of the book of Revelation and see that Babylon will rise from the ashes of 538 BC, only to be utterly destroyed, even as Jeremiah prophesied, under the great judgment of God at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear these words. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. Revelation 18, verse 21. That has not yet happened to Babylon, but it most certainly will. I want to say a little about the time when there will be a fulfillment of all that God has pronounced against the city of Babylon. We are given the time when this will happen in chapter 19 of Revelation. Following the judgment of Babylon, we read these words. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honour to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. I've just read Revelation 19, verse 1, and also verses 5 through to 9. The great city of Babylon will emerge again as a center of rebellion and anti-God defiance. And it is that wickedness which will provoke the intervention of the Son of God, when he will return with power and great glory to take revenge upon all his enemies, and utterly destroy Babylon the city, and judge that wickedness with which she has been associated from the ancient times of old. But there is something else that features in the prophecies of Jeremiah in chapters 50 and 51, which very definitely has not yet happened, but which will, since God is ever faithful to his word. I am referring to the wonderful blessing which will come to the people of Israel at the time of Babylon's destruction. Something of that blessing was foreshadowed in the limited return from captivity under Ezra the priest and scribe in 536 BC, shortly after the fall of the Babylonian Empire at the hands of the Medo-Persians. However, those events fall far short of that which Jeremiah prophesied. I will have to limit myself to just one or two quotations. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria, and I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Jeremiah 50, verses 18 to 20. Here is a physical and a spiritual return taking place. Not only is Israel restored to her land, but she is restored to fellowship with her God. In Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 6, we read, The sin of Israel and Judah had filled the land, but now, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. The sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Oh, please note that in the day of Babylon's judgment, there will also be shown great mercy to a people who have long turned their back upon the God of the Bible. This twofold picture is so often repeated in Scripture. The day the wrath of God fell upon the Sodomites was also the very same day that God showed mercy to unworthy Lot and led him forth to safety. The Red Sea provided safe passage for Israel out of Egypt, but it also became the valley of death for the unbelieving Egyptian. Yes, the Bible warns of wrath to come, but it also points the way to the Redeemer and his mercy. The verse around which we have lingered during these radio programs have spoken of judgment, but it is set amidst so many verses which speak of mercy and salvation for a repentant Israel. Today, I warn of judgment, but I joyfully speak also of mercy. We will close with the words of another prophet from the same era as Jeremiah. Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his ways and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel chapter 33 and the verse 11. Turn from sin. Turn from unbelief. Turn from Christ's rejection and find mercy and salvation through the cleansing blood of Christ. Then it will be with you today as it shall be with Israel at a future time. Your sin will then be so removed by the blood of Christ so as to be remembered no more forever. I do thank you for joining with me in these broadcasts, and oh, I do pray that something of what we have said has benefited your soul. Goodbye, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.